101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. The Olympics are in full swing now, and they've included some new sports that I think previously were considered extreme sports. Skiing and snowboarding that slope side are now becoming mainstream, I think, because they are in the Olympics and accepted, and they are potentially very dangerous sports. So my next guest, an expert in that area, Dr. Christopher Hogreff, is a clinical assistant professor of emergency medicine and primary care sports medicine at University of Iowa. Welcome, and I have to ask you, when I saw what these people are doing in this slopeside event, it was just amazing to me. And I'm sure that as it gets mainstream, you're going to see more injuries in people.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Lee. And you're exactly correct. What they're doing going down a mountain at, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour or more, I can't hardly walk with that grace. And as this gains popularity, we're sure to see more injuries resulted into the high-impact collisions that result from this type of activity.
Yeah, no, it's so true because it isn't, you know, skiing. Somebody was commenting, too, that, you know, if you'd compared the Winter and the Summer Olympics, really, the potential for injuries that happen in the Winter Olympics. And that, I think, is true. I want to ask you one interesting thing. There was a recent New York Times article this past winter that looked at helmet use. I mean, we always talk about the potential, but that it really isn't reducing brain injuries. And, you know, it was made famous, this Formula One driver Schumacher had a terrible injury skiing this year. And there's a guy that goes pretty fast normally in his day job. But what do you think about that, that it isn't reducing some of the brain injuries that we're seeing?
You know, it's a great point. And you bring up Mr. Schumacher, who spent his life going almost 200 miles an hour and never had a significant injury. And then he's skiing with a helmet on, at least the reports are. And now he's, you know, by some reports, fighting for his life. You know, the latest literature research on this is that only 48% of skiers or snowboarders anyway wear a helmet. So you have that issue to some extent. And so, you know, helmets prevent skull fractures. That's pretty well documented. And, you know, NFL and other sports have done great research on that sort of thing. But in terms of minor or mild traumatic brain injury, you're right. There hasn't been a study that's shown that helmets pick a sport do a great job of reducing that. So you combine the fact with more than half of the people participating in these activities aren't wearing them, and then, you know, the rates of concussions in skiing and snowboarding are kind of middle of the pack in terms of the incidents nationwide, but still a significant number. Off the top of my head, I think the number is like 16,000 reported concussions a year, and that's always a difficult number to pin down. So, you know, they're not doing that. It's a function of, you know, awareness, picking the right types of environment in terms of good snow, having the right amount of experience, and then not running into other participants. I think those are things that factor into it as well.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously this type of sport, I mean, these terrain parks that are in the slope style, I mean, what was it, I guess, last year, you think about elite athletes are having severe injuries. Sarah Burke, I think, was her name. She was an X Game athlete of the Super Pipe, and she had a horrible brain injury and died right on the slopes there. So
yeah, she dissected her vertebral. So think about how terrible of an accident that is, and rare as it may be, it's still possible. It's interesting. So these terrain parks, I essentially equate them to like skate parks, right? They have all these tricks, and if you Google this, you know, some places have old buses where you do tricks on, and they apply like lubricant type surfaces on these materials, so you just kind of slide off of them, and they use special boards and skis, and you know, I actually was watching it last night after my emergency department shift. To watch them do this is fascinating, but you think of what happens when they hit the ground. You know, the American Medical Society of Sports Medicine published a study on this about a year or so ago where they looked at, you know, the rates of injuries in Vermont, and there was a significantly higher risk of injury for snowboarders in particular in terrain parks. So 21.8% of the injuries that they studied occurred in those types of terrain parks. And when you factor in for snowboards, for instance, that their injuries occur when they leave the ground and they come down rather than traditional right. alpine or snowboarding, that's a recipe for some fractures, if not worse.
Yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, so in the past, you know, everyone expects the ACLs and, right. you know, the higher boots. In the old days, they had ankle fractures, right, because they wore those right. little low boots. Yep. Like, that was even yep. before my time skiing. But but then, you know, the boots got taller and then the knee injuries. But these are just crazy. I mean, I remember hearing about a kid that lacerated his liver and his spleen because he went up in the air. Some of these jumps, if you look at these venues, these people are jumping the equivalent of a three-story building and doing flips and coming down. And, you know, they're having, in fact, one of the snowboarders actually fractured his sternum yep. coming down on a jump earlier. You know, he's in Sochi now, so it must have not affected yeah. him. He's an American snowboarder. I'm trying to think of his name. Gus. I know his first name, Gus. But
sure. yep. No, and so, he medaled. Yep, he medaled this year, actually.
right.
So but it's okay.
Right. But it's crazy because so now you have these elite athletes that have gone through a bunch of training where they actually train in the water. You know, they'll go off jumps mm-hmm. and they're in the water. But, you know, what is it saying? You go to any ski area today all over the United States, there are terrain parks. And we know what kids think. They watch the Olympics. They want to go out. So it's potentially even more dangerous for amateurs if you see elite athletes doing this.
No, it's the entertainment value that's kind of created this sport. Exactly as you mentioned, by some reports, some of these jumps are 80 feet up in the air, and so you're seeing the equivalent of high-force trauma that we're used to seeing in a traditional emergency department setting in a sporting environment like this. And when they study these things, you're exactly correct. So you have elite, world-class level athletes specifically trained to do these things, and this is their job. This is what they eat, sleep, and drink all the time. And then you have young folks who see this on the Olympics and say, boy, that looks like fun. Let's go try that out. And they've studied this, and the research is pretty clear that says that the younger you are, the less experience you have. And in many research studies, if you're female, you're more prone to suffer these injuries. So it's kind of a recipe for disaster. I mean, and then you have to factor in the conditions. I mean, Shaun White, who's probably by all accounts the most famous snowboarder in the United States, he kind of bowed out of the slopestyle event this year because he thought that the terrain wasn't safe. Now, other people have speculated there may be other reasons, but if you take him at his word, but that those are a lot of variables that are difficult to control and lead to some serious injuries like you've discussed.
Right, and he did hurt himself, and, you know, we saw that girl crack her helmet right. in half, and you could see she was unconscious when she was mm-hmm. ragdolling down the slope. So yep. it's really interesting. I mean, I've enjoyed the Olympics, but you know, this culture of extreme, and it is kind of a culture. It's a snow sports culture, but you're right, it's a skateboarding culture, and of these extreme tricks. And mm-hmm. I think they've even shown that there is some kind of gene for speed and risk-taking. And obviously those are the people that are doing it. But I think it's something that you have to talk to your kids about if you're planning on...
I think proper education and protection and then trying to control for some of those environments. So, you know, training, lessons, those types of things, good, well-manicured slopes or terrain parks. I think those are the key things to prevent some of these serious injuries.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it's fun to watch. So I want to thank my guest, and I guess the message for your kids are, yeah, taking lessons if you want to do it. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Van Oker on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.